63% of likely GOP voters think party should be more like Trump than Mitt Romney. By Joshua Kaplan on October 23, 2019. A newly released poll found likely Republican voters want the GOP to more closely resemble President Donald Trump than one of his most vocal congressional critics, Senator Mitt Romney, RUT. According to Wednesday's Rasmussen's National Telephone and Online poll, 63% of likely Republican voters said the party should be more like President Trump, while 30% believe it should be like Romney. The poll, which had 1,000 respondents, was conducted between October 15 and 16 and has a margin of sampling error of plus or minus 3 percentage points. The results remain unchanged from a similar poll conducted in January. The results come after another poll found Romney is underwater with a negative approval rating among Utah voters. According to a Y2 Analytics poll for UtahPolicy.com, 51% of state voters strongly or somewhat disapprove of their U.S. senator, while 46% said they approve of his job performance. 4% said they are unsure. The survey, which was conducted between September 25 and October 8, concluded 4 days before Romney criticized President Trump for calling on Ukraine and China to probe into allegations of corruption against former Vice President and 2020 White House hopeful Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Romney has received a deluge of mockery in recent days after it was revealed that the Utah Republican has a secret Twitter account that he used to attack President Donald Trump and defend himself from criticism. When asked by The Atlantic whether the account, named Pierre Delecto, was his, the lawmaker simply replied, "C'est moi," French for "it's me." "I have two official accounts, one is a Senate account and the other is the Mitt Romney account, and those accounts are not ones I look at regularly. I do follow them, but I have an anonymous account, which is the one that I look at two or three times a day," he told Axios over the weekend. "I'm embarrassed to be called a lurker. I've been called a lot of things, but being called a lurker is a new low."